The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on June 23, 1981 in Bangkok, Thailand. The class is part two.
So we're going all over the world. We see that the thing which is in common is that people, none of them have any direction. No one has any direction. Whatever direction they have, it's just as Prabhupada said, running in the forest fire, trying to escape from the fire, here and there. When I flew from London to Miami, then the plane was filled with Britishers going for the Miami holiday that they'd saved up for 2 years. And then when I went in Miami, I saw the Britishers, as red as a lobster, sunburned with the skin peeling off, enjoying their holiday. And like this, everyone, they work so hard with the idea that I'll enjoy my vacation, I'll enjoy my... But there's no goal. There's no cause. Last night in Penang, we invited everyone to take that proverbial house, which at any moment someone can come and remove you from by killing you. But no one wanted to take such a house, even though it was free of rent, had all facilities. But of course, when we pointed out that everyone is living in that same type of house as body, then they became very attached, but we're very attached to making money, we're attached to doing this, doing that. So I explained that we're not against making money. Make as much money as you can, but use up to 50% for Krishna, see, or more. That will be your perfection. So, basically, there's no spiritual direction. Whatever direction is there, because it's material, is always changing. So here, in Thailand, there is a cultural direction, you see, which people may or may not be forgetting. But one can see that, as everywhere, things are becoming more and more impersonal. Life is becoming more and more of a routine, of a drudgery, boredom. No change, no whatever change, that's a little sense gratification. Get drunk, go to the parlor, whatever. Some type of nonsense for a momentary sensation and then back to the drudgery. So I was reminded that when Krishna comes into Vrindavana, that all the residents of Vrindavana, they call that the daily festival, Nitya Utsava, Nitya Mahotsav, daily great festival, just to see Krishna's face, His lotus face, to hear the sound of His flute when He comes in with all the cows, cowherd boys, with the dust going all over the holy dam, and the residents at that time, it's called Goduli. It's very auspicious to be bathed in the dust. It's one of the sacred baths, to be bathed in the dust kicked up by the hooves of cows, especially Krishna's own Surabhi cows. How auspicious, how transcendentally relishable. So this Krishna conscious movement is actually a festival. daily festivals, singing, dancing, feasting, even we are serving. Devotee is always happy. You see, always happy because in this life there's nothing to worry about. In next life there's nothing to worry about. Therefore, with no worries, constantly serving, happy to be under the mercy and grace of Lord Krishna and his devotees, constantly feeling spiritual bliss and in a complete peace, the perfection of happiness, the daily festival. That I can just picture the Sankirtan party in that central square by all the main wats here in Bangkok, to getting all the proper permissions and everything not to disturb anyone, with the pictures of the Panchatattva and Lord Buddha and other suitable picture, maybe Nrsimha Dev or Krishna. The picture is on a very big stick with just those type of Buddhist drapings around the pictures hanging down. And the whole thing made to be a complete cultural experience with big incense burners, with Mahaprasad distribution, and with very short pamphlets after doing a lot of PR with all the Buddhists so that they also realize that we are bringing the people on the similar path, that how the people, their lives have nothing, no variety, no change. Just to see Prabhu Vishnu Swami and our Atma Vidya Prabhu loading up the van, the car, at least half the airport stopped. All the custom agents came, taxi drivers, tourists, standing by the window, policemen, watching them tie up the luggage on the roof of Nrsimha Tirtha's car. You see, that would give an indication that they are pretty hungry for some type of experience. You see. So, what else is there that can provide such an experience as Krishna consciousness? Festivals. Wonderful festivals with prasadam. That I experienced when I went to the border with the Cambodian refugee Buddhists. They all loved to sing kirtan. They chanted Hare Krishna. They clapped their hands. That getting the public to sit down in a big public group and just sing with us, Hare Krishna, clapping their hands. They may watch the devotees dance, the dancing Buddhas. It's there actually. There is the dancing Buddha in Buddhist culture. So everyone should be happy enough to dance. Otherwise, what is the value of any type of religious process, Buddhism or otherwise? If one is not happy enough to dance, nisrama eva hi kevalam. It's all a useless waste of energy. So, Srila Prabhupada, mercy is unlimited. Srila Prabhupada's mercy was and is enough to deliver the whole universe. Why holy? The whole material creation, simply by a speck of dust from his lotus feet, can be delivered. You see, he wants everyone, you see, to chant Hare Krishna. Everyone to be happy in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he has asked his disciples and followers to do that very holy task of making people happy in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is known to be very clever. He's very clever at attracting the minds of all the residents of Vrindavana. Everyone in Vrindavan was mad after Krishna. Whether elderly gopi, whether the cowherd men, whether the friends of Krishna, his mother, his father, the servants, the gopis, the younger cowherder girls, even the cows, the peacocks, everyone was mad after Krishna. Because he's all attractive. So Krishna is very clever in capturing the mind. You see. That is why he has the name Krishna. All attractive. So simply, we have to know how to present Krishna. Krishna is unlimited, so we can present Krishna in the setting which will be very culturally acceptable or assimilable. At least they can relate to it, to these Thai people. And however, that we are going to only give Krishna in his pure form, through his holy name, through his pure philosophy, through his pure Krishna prasadam. And everything else, of course, is just packaging. So that packaging Lord Chaitanya has shown when he went in his Sankirtan party with his beautiful garlands and with his midrangas and kartals, the 14 Sankirtan parties that went through the whole Navadvipa, the resounding of the vibration of those midrangas is shattered. All the illusions in Maya of the living entities. So, we heard how in Hong Kong that you can practically ignite an atomic bomb on the street and no one will stop. That they're very hard to get people to stop. They're very much into going wherever they're going. And no matter what you do practically, the Sankirtan distributors to get a person to stop has to utilize Kung Fu or something. You see. So of course, what our method of distribution or what our method of preaching will be, but we can understand that people will definitely stop to see devotees perform such festive activities like Sankirtan, like they definitely will accept prasadam. But simply how to present it in such a nice way that no one will be offended, you see, and that the people can easily participate. And surely the people will like to participate because the people are very simple. They want to get lots of merit, lots of good karma. And if they could just understand that by even witnessing Sankirtan, taking little prasadam, chanting is far, far distant, just chanting unlimited, even just by witnessing, that they are accruing more merit than they can accumulate by millions of years and births of pious activity in this material world. By simply one time chanting Hare Krishna, so much merit they can get that they could never expect. So, this is a very great opportunity to give souls who have never committed any Vaishnava aparad Krishna consciousness. The people of Thailand have never committed any Vaishnava aparad. How could they? There's no Vaishnavas here. They never committed any Krishna aparad. Krishna is not here. You see, in their culture, they have Ram. They have connection. This Thailand, ancient name is Siam. Siam. The ancient, if you look in old maps, In Sanskrit, you will see that this is Shamdesh. And Burma is called Brahmadesh. Even today in Bangladesh, and the students, they still teach them. Burma, Brahma, and Shamdesh. Just like probably Bangkok has a different name for the Thailand people than Konkan.
Konkan, the city of the angels.
So, similarly, for the followers of the Vedas, this is Shyama. It's named after Krishna. And Burma is named after Brahma. If you study this ancient history of Mahabharata, this is all part of the kingdom of Maharaj Yudhisthira. So this is a great cultural heritage. There's actually links. So we can come in on a cultural wave. Culture, philosophy, festivities. Similarly, here in the temple, we should try to produce that type of festival mood. Because in small temples, it sometimes tends to get dry. Sometimes little conflicts come up because so few people are living together. I haven't got any complaints yet. Maybe everything is going nicely. But sometimes it does happen. But the more we can keep a festive mood, a preaching mood, can let out whatever energy is built up in sankirtan, in chanting, and in preaching, and in serving Srila Prabhupada in our sampradaya very enthusiastically, then of course everything goes on increasing. So as I was saying, here is a place where there's no Vaishnava aparadha. When Prabhupada went to America, people accepted Krishna consciousness very quickly. Of course, Americans in general, Westerners, are burned out from material life. Plus, they didn't have any offenses. So here, the people may not be very burned out yet. Like Srila Prabhupada said, new crows. They're just looking forward to a new boom of economic development, possibly. That's generally the mood in developing nations. But then, of course, here we are, Vaishnavas in foreign bodies. We have also a lot to offer in terms of aspiring students visiting other parts of the world to superficially attract. There are different ways we could try to. But then we have to create very congenial Vaishnav mood, festive mood. We need now local devotees to help push on this movement. We need to be established as bona fide monks, keep a good self-respect, a good public image. There's so many fallen people come through here who may have had previous connection with Vaishnavism or Krishna consciousness. But we, as representatives of Srila Prabhupada and the Sampradaya, we have to present a very pakka, proper image. Just like when we came into the airport, the immigration man offered me his bowed head. The customs man said, just go through. You see. They respecting monks. You see. All it takes is us to do a little irresponsible action. And then they all differentiate that there are those nonsense Hare Krishna monks who do these nonsense things. You see. So, I know that Srila Bhagavan Maharaj, he very carefully kept the image very nicely in Europe. I know that Srila Tirthapad kept it very nice in England. And similarly, in Latin America, we have an impeccable image. They love us there. The president of the countries are willing to give us interview and everyday radio television. there also. When I go there, they always have conferences arranged. I come in, newspapers, radio, TV, they're all there photographing me. For 1.5 hours, they're taking notes. They print every day 1 or 2 articles. Prime time, 8 o'clock news, 5 minutes, nationwide television. Meet the Pope of the Hare Krishna movement or whatever, however they describe me there. So here we're coming into a fresh field. I don't think that we have any type of good or bad opinion. People don't know us at all. So therefore we should create very good opinions, which isn't hard because we're a very good movement. We don't have any bad part to us. Only if we're irresponsible, short-sighted. So we should be very careful to create a good image by presenting Krishna consciousness very carefully. And there's no doubt that Krishna consciousness will be very successful. Very successfully preached here. Requires some dedicated service. Assimilating some of the local language and culture by some of the devotees. And then preaching very enthusiastically. Here there's no economic problem to speak of compared to like Nepal or Bangladesh, other places. India has some members, but even in India in some places. Here there's no overall economic difficulty. Simply we have to be sincere, and no doubt Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, will send us all type of help. Kali kali dharma nama sankirtan Krishna kripa vine nahi tar pravartana. We should never forget that in this age, the yuga dharma is harinam sankirtan. Therefore, it is guaranteed that it will be spread. But the other thing is that it can only be spread with the mercy of Krishna. We should never think that simply by our own endeavor we will succeed. We should always be depending on the mercy of our spiritual master, previous acharyas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by very deeply taking shelter at their lotus feet and using our maximum energy, intelligence, then definitely Krishna consciousness will be very nicely distributed. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that in every town and village his message will be spread. So, therefore we know how dear this is to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually, just being in Kuala Lumpur, where in Malaysia, where so many of the people are Muslim and Chinese Taoist, only 10% are, actually they're preaching to 10%, the Hindu, Tamils. Few Chinese are coming. So here, practically 100% are Buddhists, a few Indian mercantile people are there. That if we properly cultivate, we can preach to the whole country. And only preaching, they're getting, in their Sankirtan, there some distributors are doing 1,000 Malaysian dollars a day from the Chinese. It's about $500 a day. which is more than you did in Japan most days. He does that every day, actually. $400 is like five some, but four like every day. $300-$400 American daily. Going in shaved up in a dhoti to the Chinese people, having the little Chinese books, especially looking just like Taoist type book on the way to chanting. Has the mantras down, gives in for the temple. This book costs us $4 to print. Please give something more. Hands him $10. That's it. And apart from that, even the Indian boys who go to the Chinese shops, they're getting $100-$150 US a day. Which they don't get even in America today. Get $80, $70. Working hard in the airports. But in the beginning, they said it couldn't be done. That even Sankirtan couldn't be done. How much you want to depend on Sankirtan? That we can see in the future. But in Malaysia, they said it couldn't be done a couple of years ago. So now they're doing this. So here, when the people go out in begging bowls every day, every morning, so it's not like it's not part of the culture. Just a question of the right mantras and the right books and the right everything, you know. Inspiration by Lord Chaitanya. Even Sankirtan devotees, they'll also be successful.
We are the students on Sunday that are actually dancing around
everything. Just see.
Even taking over here. Also, they took prasadam, which compared to our previous experience in Thailand, was kind of extraordinary. Especially Indian food. They would eat the
food. Very nice. Not all of America. I just visited Miami, Atlanta, Tennessee, Mississippi, New Orleans, St. Louis, Chicago, Denver, New York, Montreal, Toronto, Los Angeles, Laguna Beach, and San Diego, and Honolulu. The next time I'm going to visit most of America. Actually, they called me up and they said, why didn't you visit Boston, Providence? Why didn't you visit Vancouver? Actually, this visit. Some devotees. For 8 years they were chanting 16 rounds, but they would never take initiation. So last time I went there were three devotees in Toronto living outside. They were coming. So they developed some faith. So then they asked Viswakarma if they could take initiation from me. So I gave them initiation this time. Now there's another five that want initiation. Sunday feast they gave this to. Viswakarma is encouraging me. I moved my tape ministry from Los Angeles to Tennessee because, take this off, I break it, just push it. 500,000 bliss bars is what their target is. 42 states. Their distribution is on 42 states.
Did you go to the farm?
No, next time. You weren't in the farm?
That's where I first came. They just had
the farm. Near Hotchkiss?
Yeah, that's
right. This was one day quickie. No, because in the tapes, when I go into America, I tell all just stories. So when I get back to India, I have to do all the shop talk. When I get, you know, there I... Just one day, I don't know anything that's going on in the temple. I just come in and tell stories about Lord Chaitanya and go on. So it's like a lecture, it's like a story series. Children's stories. Chaitanya's stories. So this trip was Nabadwip stories and stories of Narottam Das Thakur and Janala Devi and like that. Previous, like Ramanuja Acharya. Next trip we'll have Chaitanya stories. I'm going to cram from the Chaitanya Bhagavad.